Amen. Now, if someone were to ask you where St. James Church was, you would likely point them toward the building that we're now sitting in. In all probability, that's what they wanted to know. So far, so good. But calling this building the church is misleading, because the word church, as we use it in the creed every Sunday, we believe one holy Catholic and apostolic church, doesn't refer to this building or any other building. If, God forbid, St. James burned down or needed serious repair, and we had to meet in the Great Hall or somewhere else, we would still be as much St. James Church there as we are here. So the sermon this Sunday and next will be a two-part teaching sermon on what the church is and what those words, one holy Catholic and apostolic church, mean. And today I want to look at one and holy. Now the church, as the creed understands it, means people, living human beings, and the faithful departed. We join with angels and archangels and the whole company of heaven. That is the church, the body of Christ, Jesus himself being the head. And the Church of St. James Texarkana consists, at the very least, of the people who worship here Sunday by Sunday. And I say the very least because anyone who has been baptized becomes a member of the church. Whether they worship here or not, you and I are the Church of Jesus in this particular place. And because the church is one, elect from every nation, yet one or all the earth, as one hymn puts it, it follows, for example, that those Christians who went to Mass in London 7 hours ago, by our calculation, are all part of the one church. There's an evening hymn that has a wonderful line. It says, "As over each continent and island the dawn leads on another day, the voice of prayer is never silent, nor dies the strain of praise away." At some point, every moment in time, the worship of God is being offered by the one church. But the one church doesn't stop only in this world. It comprises every person who has been saved by faith in Jesus, whether they are alive today or with the saints in heaven or with those waiting their final redemption in paradise. So in the one church, we are one with St. James himself, with apostles and martyrs, the Blessed Virgin Mary, and all the holy people of God, whether we meet together in Texarkana or London or Buenos Aires, to celebrate the Eucharist of the body and blood of Jesus Christ. One holy Catholic and apostolic. The word holy comes from the old English word heilig. And a lot of other words that we use come from this same root. Wholeness, health, holiness, healing. For something to be holy, it means that it is complete, that it is God-given, life-giving, and perfect in itself. Now, you and I know that the church on earth has never achieved more than an approximation of these virtues. throughout history, the church has been oppressed and rent asunder by schisms and heresies. And yet, at the same time, we know that the church is God's chosen tool in the world. She is, in the revelation of John, a spotless bride for Christ the bridegroom. So when we talk about the church, there are two very different realities. One vision is of what things should be, what we should try to do with limited success. And the other is what we shall be when God's plan reaches its final goal, what his church in heaven already is. I was trying to think of a way to illustrate this one and holy. And I never use props in the pulpit, but I came up with one. This is a piece of string. Piece of cord, actually, but let's say it's a piece of string. And if you look carefully at a piece of string, you'll see that it's made up of quite a number of separate threads. And if you separate one of those threads, it breaks rather easily. But if you try to break the string itself with the same degree of force, it won't break. Now, string and wool and cord owe their ability to tie up parcels or be knitted into a sweater. They owe that to the strengths which their components, threads and wisps, gain from two processes in their manufacture, which combine to bring them together. These are, I'm told, called carding and spinning. First, the threads and wisps begin their useful life by going through a machine, which makes the individual threads all face the same way. If you just scrunch up the threads into a ball, they'd certainly be together, but no stronger than single threads. So they are carded. But it's not enough to have the threads facing the same way. To turn them into string or wool, they have to be spun together. To make us holy and one, we have to let God make us face the same direction. First, that's why every Mass has both a liturgy of the Eucharist and a liturgy of the Word. It's through the liturgy of the Word that we learn the truth about God and about ourselves by reading the Bible, by hearing the preacher explain what it means. This is the carding process, getting us all lined up the same way. It's the ministry of the altar that brings us together so that we can feed on spiritual food, which makes us strong and healthy and spins us together into a single length of string. It's the supernatural food, this daily bread that we pray for, that converts ordinary, weak people into tough, upstanding soldiers of Christ. You know, sometimes people say, well, what does it really matter what we believe as long as we get together and have some fellowship and sing some hymns and feel good? That's like uncarded wool, threads all scrunched up into a ball, all facing different directions, gathered together, yes, but easily torn apart. And then sometimes people say, well, why do I need to come to church when we already believe the same thing? I mean, I'm saved. I can sit at home. I don't need to get together with other people. This is like carded wool, which hasn't yet been properly spun together. Although we're all facing the same way, we haven't become intertwined or integrated with our fellow believers. And people like that are just as easily broken as the uncarded ones. So God has to do two things to us through his church on earth if we are to become the saints that he wants us to be. First, he has to card us. That is, we all have to face the same direction. And then he has to intertwine us into communion with him and with one another. And anyone who is missing either of these two things and who tries to go it alone will eventually be stretched beyond the breaking point by the demands of life. But a Christian who is in communion with Christ in the fullest sense of the word won't break under tension. So think of that little parable of the string. We must be one, and we must be holy if we are to become what God intends us to be. The body of Christ risen, ascended, glorified, together with the company of the angels and saints in the kingdom of heaven. Let us stand and in the words of the Nicene Creed affirm our belief in the Church. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe.